Excuse me.
Hi, sir.
Hi there. Say, what do you have here in your drugstore? Do you have anything that we can use to sterilize?
What do you want to sterilize?
Operating equipment. Let me just say this right away. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to perform an operation, or what you'd call an operation, on this man. I think I read enough about the thing that I can do it.
I've agreed.
The only problem is getting the stuff sterilized.
I'll tell you this much now. Legally, whether you agree or not, you could be in trouble.
I'm not going to press any charges. No.
If anything happens, I mean, you're not going to go.
I hope it's not of a serious nature.
Develop a superhuman team. Otherwise,
I'll explain it to you. I'm going into his chest. He's got a pain there. And frankly speaking, he isn't of such economic posture that he can go to a doctor. And I'm just going to go in and look.
Wouldn't you qualify for a county hospital?
I don't want to have anything to do with the city or the state or anything. He's a good friend of mine. We got quite a few books from a medical library. We've read up on the subject. And I really feel that he's competent to handle it.
How high is your education going? May I ask you this question formally?
Yes, third year high school. I have finished the third year high school.
Now, you know, there's something in law called, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it means a friend of the court. Sometimes there's a person comes in, he's on nobody's side. He's a friend of the court to help, you know?
Yeah,
sure.
And in this particular case, I would 1,000% advise you against it.
We're just going to do it now. We're going to do it in a station wagon and just get the thing over with. He has a pain in his chest that's been bothering him. He's located the area. I'm going to open the area up, and probably just by looking at it, I'll be able to see something wrong. I have enough equipment to light it up. And just press something one way or another, and I have pretty nice sewing equipment.
You are looking for trouble. I don't know, really. Let me tell you something. I'll make you a comparison. Let's talk about do-it-yourself. What is this?
Do-it-yourself, yeah. Right.
Forget the medical do-it-yourself.
Yeah.
There is nothing like experience. I mean, suppose for the sake of argument, in the chest. Now look. Let me show you something. Here, come here.
That's a clear model of the human body.
Yeah, that's right, and it comes apart, too. One thing this doesn't show, the blue of the lungs, the heart's back there. You've got veins, you've got arteries.
Can you see them when you go in?
Yeah, but sometimes they're hidden by mesenteries.
I quizzed him on mesentery. He had that right.
Today, people...
I forgot about the mesentery. That's that thing, that layer.
Look, it happens to the best of surgeons.
I'm going to take the thing in my own hands. I think I can do it. I think I've read enough in the last 2 days.
Now, let me ask you another question. What makes you think that the pain in the chest is of a surgical nature?
Let's look in and see. You know, let's go in and see.
It's a stab in the dark, but I'm willing to take it.
Well, what do you feel?
I feel it beginning in my stomach. It juts up into my chest.
You said it was pretty localized on the left side, though.
Well, last week it was. This week it seems to move.
Now, does eating or anything else like that have any effect?
Sometimes about 15 or 20 minutes after a meal, I faint.
You just faint. You pass out.
I've seen it. Yeah. I was going to operate him on him once, and his mother came in. I had all the equipment ready. I forgot about this sterilization business.
You like to play doctor? Not supposed to some mild heart condition.
I don't think it's a heart condition.
How do you know?
So if it is, maybe I'll be able to do something for that.
I haven't had a heart attack since I was a child.
I read about massage.
Did you have rheumatic fever at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read about massaging the heart in the paper. There was some operation. I thought if I just went in, you know, massaged it, it might help, even if it isn't the heart.
Don't. There's not even a matter of you see, I would say, you know, I express things this way. I once said it to my wife's father, who's not a man of not too great education. I said, always say, I think something is so, if you think it's so.
Do you think I'm going to kill him?
I think you're running fantastic risks for no reason.
Well, if he goes, and there's very little possibility, as I see it, that you'd go. But if he goes, I'd be
according to the books.
Forget the books. You don't
know
what
this
is.
I've read them for 2 days now.
For 2 days. Doctors go to medical school for 4 full years.
Yeah, but they're going to operate on the whole human body.
What's the difference?
This is just one little thing I have a fan in
the body is connected.
Can I just get some cleansing powder?
I would sell you a Kleenex because I'm that much against it.
He's done 2 operations
on a
pussycat.
One on a dog.
One on a dog, one on a pussycat. Last week, both of them came through pretty well.
For a day or two. How about some antiseptic powder?
I will advise you. I won't either mislead you or lead you. One
bandages?
I won't do a thing for you.
Aspirin?
I'm against it.
If we get the station wagon across the street and if anything comes up,
I'm against this.
I just come in and tell you?
I'm against this. If you're across the street, I'll call the police.
Really?
Could we get some color film or something to take some shots?
No, I don't want to do that.
No, I want to have pictures taken of it.
You do it. Supposing something went wrong. But nothing's going to go wrong. I don't want to take any pictures. Right. That's stupid.
No,
I'd really like some film.
You're making a big mistake.
Can we get some film?
I'll sell you film. This is not medical.
Do you think I don't have sharp enough equipment?
I don't think you have. I don't think you have the training.
He's done it twice.
I don't care how many times he's done it. You don't have the training.
He took a correspondence course at one time through a magazine.
I don't care what you did.
It wasn't a medical course.
Though. Well, that's still training.
This is dangerous. This is dangerous. When you look, this is not. What should I say? The dark ages.
Can I show you the equipment I have?
I wouldn't look. No.
Sewing equipment and everything. To sew it back?
What if we just wrote up the procedures we're going to go through in the operation and you read it?
No. Because, first of all, I'm not a physician myself. And second of all...
Do you know somebody then that could come out in the car and do it? In that field?
No.
I believe in
God. I'll do it.
You will not do it. As a top man, you can lose a patient.
So I lose... I mean, I'm not going to lose you, but, you know...
What do you mean? You're not going to lose him. How can you guarantee to him you can't... Well, you go... I'll tell you what.
He put it in writing. He guaranteed. He said there wouldn't be any chances.
You go to a doctor.
I did write something out for his mother.
You're making a fantastic mistake. You'll be in prison for several years.
That's why we wanted to park the car right across the street from your store if we needed help. You
can
prescribe something.
No,
get something out there, at least to stop the blood.
This is illegal for me. I would just call a doctor.
How about if I bring him around the back?
No, leave this alone.
Could we do it at your house?
Go get yourself to, you know what they say in Shakespeare, they say, get thee to a nunnery. Get thee to a surgery. Really? You might not even need surgery. You know what you might have? I'll give you a for instance. You might have an ulcer. An ulcer. You know how they treat ulcers? They don't treat ulcers surgically. Well, you cut a piece of the stomach out and put it together again.
Couldn't I get an ulcer out? If I knew just where it was.
Well, that's what the technique of that thing is.
I'll get it out.
I admire your confidence, but I don't admire what you're going to do. And don't do it. And the only reason I'm talking to you is you're literate people. You seem to be intelligent, and yet you're willing to run a risk, like a mutual risk for both of you. That's needless. That's foolish.
There's no risk.
I'll give you a for instance, and I'll give you chills up and down your back. Had a 49 DeSoto. I brought this car into Marshall and Clamp in Los Angeles, the DeSoto distributor, right? And I had transmission trouble. They tore the damn thing down 5 separate times, couldn't fix it properly, and finally said, we give up. You damage his heart. And what you're going to try and do, you realize what's going to happen?
What?
There's no replacement bar for a heart. He can't go to the hardware store and get you one. Now forget about it and go away.